Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze along the coast. In Haifa, expect a pleasant afternoon, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just minutes ago, the Jerusalem Post reported that Defense Minister Katz confirmed speaking with Pete Hegseth about Iran. Katz also discussed Israel's actions against terrorist groups in Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon. Also, the Times of Israel reports a sharp increase in Israel's campaign to target terrorists involved in the October 7th massacre, despite a truce in Gaza. This analysis came in earlier this hour. Also this hour, in a short time ago, Walla revealed that Katz and the U.S. Secretary of Defense discussed continued actions against Iran. They also reviewed current military activities. Separately, I-24 News mentioned that former President Trump is considering expanding military operations against Iran. This came in earlier today. And finally, JTA highlighted that over 10-0 House Democrats supported a failed attempt to cut military aid to Israel. This reflects shifting sentiments in the U.S.-Israel relationship. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago that Syrian forces seized advanced weapons and missiles at the Syrian-Iraqi border. The shipment was reportedly intended for Hezbollah in Lebanon. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English reported moments ago that Syrian state news confirmed the foiling of this smuggling attempt by Hezbollah. Amit Segal, a political commentator, shared a short time ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu will not visit the United States next week. The reason is the postponement of Senator Graham's funeral service. Now for more on those stories, starting with the defense discussions. Katz's dialogue with Pete Hegseth focused on Iran and regional security threats. The Jerusalem Post notes this emphasizes Israel's proactive stance against threats from Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon. This conversation underscores Israel's ongoing strategic partnerships. Turning to the intensified operations in Gaza, the Times of Israel's analysis reveals that Israel remains committed to targeting those involved in the October 7th attacks. Despite the current truce, these actions highlight Israel's resolve to hold perpetrators accountable. This approach could influence future peace negotiations. Meanwhile, Katz's conversation with the U.S. Secretary of Defense sheds light on coordinated military efforts against Iran. As reported by Walla, both sides reviewed activities and agreed on the importance of continued pressure. This collaboration may impact regional stability and diplomatic relations. In related news, I-24 News brings attention to a potential expansion of U.S. military operations against Iran under Trump's consideration. This development could affect international alliances and the geopolitical landscape in the region. And finally, JTA's report on the U.S. House Democrats' stance indicates a shift in the U.S.-Israel relationship. The failed bid to cut military aid highlights growing divisions within the party. This might lead to changes in future U.S. foreign policy toward Israel. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Pluri, once valued at a billion shekels, is racing to avoid Nasdaq delisting. The stem cell developer is pivoting to a new strategy focused on longevity, hoping to turn its fortunes around. Separately, Walla Business highlights Zuma Global's unique approach in the commercial real estate market. Unlike others, Zuma invests in properties typically avoided by mainstream firms, betting on active value creation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Victory's marketing chain is offering discounts on fuel. The chain provides fuel cards worth 250 shekels at a reduced price, reflecting competitive pricing strategies. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.